This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us. We're now going to take you to the courtroom in which Brian Koberger and his attorney, Ann Taylor, waived his rights to a speedy trial on August 23rd of 2023. Let's take a listen, and I will warn you, the audio quality from the courtroom is not the greatest. We did our best to clean it up to make it as clear as possible, but again, our apologies for the quality that is beyond our control. That comes straight from the courthouse. Here's that audio.
Thank you. We are now on the record. This is State of Idaho versus Brian C. Koberger, case number CR 29-22805. Mr. Koberger is in the courtroom. Ms. Taylor is representing him. Looks like Mr. Watson is participating on Zoom, as is Ms. Bassett. And we have Mr. Thompson and Ms. Dennings in the courtroom representing the state. Participating on Zoom is Ms. Beatty and Mr. Nye. Also representing the state, I've got Ms. Engler is the court reporter. She's participating on Zoom. And I think that's really everybody that I have to address here. So the defense, Ms. Taylor, requests a status conference for today. So here we go. Go ahead.
Thank you, Your Honor. Your Honor, we asked for this status conference today because I have had some opportunity to meet with Mr. Koberger and talk about his trial date and his speedy trial right. Your Honor, we're here today to ask the court to continue the trial setting, and Mr. Koberger is prepared to waive his right to a speedy trial. Your Honor, there are a couple of things that I need to place on the record. One can come after the court takes his waiver, but one I think ought to come before the court takes his waiver. Your Honor, as the court knows, we will file a number of motions to strike the death penalty and I pose seeing at our attention. Because we're here today to waive speeding and ask the court to continue, I think the court and counsel ought to know that one of the motions that we will be filing is a motion to strike the death penalty because it places Mr. Koberger in a position where he has to choose between two rights. One, that being the right of the speedy trial, or the other right to effective assistance of counsel. I didn't want that to come filed later and have it be any surprise that I knew it was coming. It will be coming, that motion will be coming. And for us to stand up and request a continuance and waive speedy today. The rest can be placed on the record after the court's questions.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor. Well, you heard all that, Mr. Koberger. Yes?
Yes.
And is that the case that you want to waive your speedy trial rights?
Yes.
And do you understand that those rights are statutory in Idaho, also protected by the United States Constitution and the Idaho Constitution?
Yes.
We understand that if you waive, you're waiving really forever in this case. So if we were to push this out, this case, and then something else happens that allows us or requires us to push it out a little farther, you can't claim your right to a speedy trial at that point. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So have you had enough time to discuss this with Ms. Taylor?
I have.
Has anybody pressured you to waive your speedy trial rights?
No.
Yeah. You sure you want to do this?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you agree with this, Ms. Taylor?
Your Honor, I do agree with this. do not believe council can be effective by October 2nd. The entire phase, if we should end up in a part two of this trial, our investigation is not complete. Our work with experts is not complete. We haven't completed our review of the state's evidence. I do not believe that we can be effective by October 2nd.
Is Mr. Koberger willing today to write to sign his name and you to sign your name on a waiver and speedy trial?
Governor, I can tell you that I did not prepare Mr. Koberger for that, and that would be because I am not familiar with the court's practice. I expected we could wait in open court today, and that would be sufficient. I'd be happy to take a look at what court wants us to do.
Well, I wasn't really anticipating this, but just in case, and hypothetically, I grabbed a Odyssey form, which I don't really favor those forms, but I did pull that out, and maybe I could give this to you and Mr. Koberger, and we could take a look at it. My practice is always to get a written signature of a waiver. Let me go to. I haven't taken his waiver yet. I'm going to notice that, but just want to let that settle for a second. Mr. Thompson, do you have any objections?
No, Your Honor. I mean, I think everybody would like to have it resolved sooner than later, but I think the case here is of great importance and complexity that this series of smart food.
Thank you. I do agree with that. I mean, we have so many things going on. There's a lot of issues left to resolve. And as you know, I mean, you probably could understand that, and you were all thinking this, that it's going to be very difficult to put everything together that needs to be put together before October 2nd. This is a very significant, complicated case for all the lawyers, and particularly for Mr. Koberger. So I understand you want to be fully prepared for the trial, and if it happens, also sense. So, and likewise for the state, likewise for the court. I mean, I was willing to do that, but you don't want to be happy with any of these issues, because they're all important.
So, I don't know, did you take a look at that form?
Maybe we have just a moment.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Mr. Koberger, did you read this over?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm talking about is the written waiver of speedy trial.
Yes.
Did you understand the terms here?
Yes.
Which we've already talked about.
Yes.
You agree with the signing the form waiver of speedy trial in his favor?
I do not.
Okay, so Mr. Koberger, do you want me to accept your waiver?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and you understand that if I accept your waiver, you're giving up your constitutional right under the United States Constitution and the Idaho Constitution on a constitutional
right of speedy trial?
I understand.
And you understand that if I accept your waiver, you're also giving up your statutory, your Idaho statutory right to a speedy trial?
Yes.
And that is within 6 months of your lien?
Yes.
And you agree with the vendor of the waiver, Ms. Taylor?
Thank
you, Your Honor. Do you want me to accept the waiver?
I do.
Based on our discussion, your waiver of these rights expressly in court and also you know, signing this waiver of speedy trial. Also, you are entering these waivers on advice of counsel. I will accept your waiver of speedy trial. I find that your waivers are knowing, intelligent, voluntary, and there's actually good cause to recognize that. What I heard from your counsel, Thompson, and my findings as well. So, with that, we can talk about resetting this problem. I'm prepared to do that today. Sarah?
Your Honor, I would say that we are not prepared to choose the trial date today. And that brings me to the second part of what I wanted to talk to the court and counsel about today. We currently have September 1st as the date for the motion to dismiss the grand jury indictment. Our deadline to file our challenges will be today, and we're prepared to file those today. Our hope is that we can keep that particular hearing date. We'd like to keep it both to challenge the grand jury indictment. And also, there are two additional motions that we're going to be filing, and we're hoping that we can have those heard. After that time, after we've heard the motions, we'd be in a position to meet with the state if we desire and talk about a reasonable trial setting. My preference would be to have us discuss that and reset the trial one time and not do this a number of times and worry about getting subpoenas out and worry about calling. That would be my request. The other deadlines that are in place right now on the court's scheduling order, I think those would be appropriate for us to talk about the state and the defense and perhaps suggest for the court to order a different scheduling order than the one that exists. We just simply want to keep the grand jury indictment challenge date because that's soon. And having the court's decision on that will largely impact what happens next. If the court will allow, I'd like to briefly address the other two motions that are coming that have not been filed today.
Sure.
Okay. Your Honor, we will be filing a motion that has to do with media in the courtroom, particularly to accountants in the courtroom. And that motion should be filed by the end of the day or first thing tomorrow. That comes from some things that happened last week when we were here. The other motion, Your Honor, has to do with what happens to witnesses that the defense might call. The court will recall that Gabrielle Vargas testified last Friday in our hearing. Last night, she was visited by two FBI agents and interrogated about her testimony and the timing of her declaration. That, in our view, impacts Mr. Koberger's due process rights and his rights to effective assistance of counsel, and that motion will also be filed later today for first thing.
Thank you.
Any objection to hearing this here, the motion along with these two more motions to be heard on September 1st, Mr. Thompson?
I don't believe so, Your Honor. I mean, not seeing exactly what the motions are, but understanding they're fairly straightforward, I would think that we could, with the motions we have an issue, we would raise the support for Ms. Taylor. I will, for the record, since Ms. Taylor has brought up the situation with Ms. Vargas, given the court and counsel background. Over the weekend, Ms. Vargas, after she testified, engaged in some electronic communications with others in the genetic genealogy field. Those indicated, as it was reported to the investigators, for our investigators, that she was reneging on some of the things that she testified to in court. When we heard of that, I reached out to the investigators and said, can we find out what's going on? And the FBI indeed undertook an investigation. And preliminary reports are that Ms. Vargas claims that some of what was in her declaration, she inadvertently agreed to her sign without fully reading it. We're documenting that so we can expose it to Ms. Taylor and to the court, because I think those directly to what happened last week. That's the only reason that she was contacted, because it reported to us that she was retracting some of what she had testified to and what was in the declaration. And we felt very pleased to uncover that quickly. There was no other motive, no other motivation for this. I just wanted to thank the court.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson.
Your Honor, that's certainly different than the information that I received.
That's how we sort these things out.
Right.
So,
Your Honor, that's certainly different than the information that I received. I would have been happy to be advised about that, but I'm not sure that's accurate. I'm sure that's what Mr. Thompson heard. I'm not saying that they're calling him a letter, but the quality of the information he's received, I'm not sure that's entirely accurate. My hope is that these two FBI agents that were at Ms. Vargas's home last night, hopefully they reported everything that they talked to her about, and that should resolve the issue of that.
Okay, great. We'll hear about it at the hearing. That's how we sort these things out.
Yeah.
So, back to a change of the scheduling order. I think it does make some sense to redo that. You want to just talk about that before we start taking that apart? We don't have to do it right now.
Judge, the state's position would be is that the court vacate the October trial date, vacate the scheduling order, let us get through what we're going to do on the 1st, and then let's talk.
Koberger waiving his right to a speedy trial, a trial date now undetermined, originally set for October 2nd of this year. It now is up to the hands of the judge as the procedures continue to move forward and the motions continue to move forward in this case. It could, as many people are wondering, how long could this take? It could now take years for this to actually go to trial. We, of course, will continue to cover every moment of it for you right here on the podcast. I'm Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of it. Thanks for listening.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.